William McClellan's Five Questions. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 1, 65, 66, 67, 68, and 133, by Matthew C. Godfrey. Within 2 months of his baptism on August 20, 1831, William E. McClellan, a former schoolteacher, became deeply involved in the Restoration story. Following his conversion, McClellan was ordained an elder and preached the gospel with Hiram Smith for a few weeks before traveling to Orange, Ohio, in late October for a general conference of the church. McClellan noted in his journal that it was at this conference that he first saw Brother Joseph the Seer, also Brothers Oliver Cowdery, John Whitmer, and Sidney Rigdon, and a great many other elders. At the conference, McClellan was ordained a high priest and heard Joseph teach about the powers and duties of that office. "This conference was attended by me with much spiritual edification and comfort to my heart," he declared. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 66. After the conference, McClellan traveled to Kirtland and, in the course of his journey, stepped off of a large log and strained my ankle very badly, so much so that he petitioned Joseph to heal him. "He laid his hands on the ankle," McClellan wrote in his journal, "and it was healed, although it was swelled much and had pained me severely." Just a few days later, McClellan decided to test Joseph Smith's calling. After going to Joseph's home in Hiram, Ohio, on October 29th, McClellan went before the Lord in secret and on my knees asked him to reveal the answer to five questions through his prophet. Without letting Joseph know what these five questions were, McClellan asked Joseph to provide to him God's will. The resulting revelation, now known as Doctrine and Covenants, Section 66, answered McClellan's five questions to his full and entire satisfaction. Even after he later fell away from the church, McClellan stated that he still considered this revelation an evidence of Joseph's prophetic calling, which, he said, "I cannot refute." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 65. Just a day after this revelation was given, McClellan attended a church meeting at John Johnson's home, where Joseph was living, and spoke to those in attendance for an hour and a half. "And it was not I, but the Spirit and power of God which was in me," he explained. At the same meeting, Joseph received another revelation, now canonized as Doctrine and Covenants, Section 65. The revelation proclaimed that the keys of the kingdom of God were again committed unto man on the earth, and that the gospel would roll forth unto the ends of the earth, until it hath filled the whole earth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68. 2 days later, on November 1st, McClellan attended a conference of elders convened in Hiram, Ohio. Even though he had already received a revelation by Joseph providing the Lord's will for him, McClellan joined three other men at the conference, Orson Hyde, Luke Johnson, and Lyman Johnson, in petitioning Joseph to reveal the mind and will of the Lord pertaining to their responsibilities. McClellan later recollected that when he was ordained a high priest, he did not understand the duties of the office. Perhaps that lack of understanding led in part to his request. For the revelation that followed, now Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, provided McClellan and his companions with information about the duties of high priests and elders to preach the gospel to all the earth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1. Given that responsibility to preach, and given that the October 30th revelation stated that the gospel would roll forth unto the ends of the earth, it was imperative that the revelations Joseph had already received should be published. McClellan later recollected that hours were spent at the conference discussing whether to publish the revelations before it was finally decided to have them printed. According to McClellan's recollections, he, Oliver Cowdery, and possibly Sidney Rigdon had been appointed to draft a preface for the Book of Commandments. Yet when the men presented the preface to the conference, its participants picked it all to pieces and requested Joseph to inquire of the Lord about it. After bowing in prayer with the conference, Joseph, according to McClellan, dictated by the Spirit the preface, doing so as he sat by a window of the room in which the conference was sitting. McClellan remembered that Joseph would deliver a few sentences, and Sidney Rigdon would write them down, then read them aloud, and if correct, then Joseph would proceed and deliver more. According to McClellan, by this process the preface, now Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, was given. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 67. Joseph Smith also desired that the participants in the conference provide their testimony of the divine origin of the revelations. Some were reluctant to do so, leading to the dictation of another revelation, now Doctrine and Covenants, Section 67. In this revelation, the Lord provided a way for the elders to determine whether the revelations were from God. If there be any among you that shall make one like unto the revelations, it stated, then ye are justified in saying that ye do not know that is true. But if no one could make one like unto it, ye are under condemnation if ye do not bear that it is true. According to one account, McClellan volunteered to try to write his own revelation, but failed miserably. Thereafter, McClellan, along with other conference attendees, affixed his name to a testimony, prepared by Joseph, stating that God hath borne record to our souls through the Holy Ghost, shed forth upon us that these commandments are given by inspiration of God, and are profitable for all men, and are verily true. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 133. After the conference concluded, McClellan stayed with Joseph Smith for another 2 weeks, copying revelations and preparing for an upcoming mission with Samuel H. Smith to the Eastern States. He may even have been present on November 3rd when Joseph received what would become known as the Appendix to the Book of Commandments, which appears in the current Doctrine and Covenants as Section 133. Like Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, it warned the inhabitants of the earth of Christ's imminent return and the need to repent and accept God's direction as provided in the revelations he had given to Joseph. Bolstered by the Word of God, McClellan departed for his mission with Samuel Smith on November 16th and preached the gospel for several weeks thereafter. McClellan would eventually be called as one of the initial members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Unfortunately, he did not remain true to his testimony. He fell away from the church and even participated in the persecution of the saints in Missouri. Yet for a few short weeks in the fall of 1831, he was an eyewitness to Joseph Smith's prophetic calling, witnessing several revelations, including ones addressed directly to him, and participating in the decision to publish the revelations as the Book of Commandments. McClellan, together with other participants in another November 1831 conference, declared that these revelations were worth to the church the riches of the whole earth, and that they contained the keys of the mysteries of the kingdom, and the riches of eternity to the church.